Think of overtraining as a load-end recovery imbalance. It happens when training volume or intensity climbs higher than the body can recover from, especially when rest is not built into the program. You will often see it tied to program flaws. Not enough recovery between sessions, too much high-intensity work, sudden jumps in training load, monotonous training, missing breaks between seasons, frequent competition and travel, and external stressors such as job, school, family, or financial pressure. In many cases, several factors combine. When an athlete starts showing symptoms, the priority is to reduce training volume and intensity so the body can rebuild. Nutrition is a major part of the equation. Inadequate energy and carbohydrate intake can significantly contribute to overtraining risk. Frequent training depletes carbohydrate stores. When those stores are low, the body may start using protein for fuel. That can impair immune function, reduce muscle mass, lower performance, and cause unwanted weight loss. At the cellular level, amino acids such as glutamine and alanine may be used for energy. During prolonged exercise, depletion of branched-chain amino acids can also raise the free tryptophan to BCAA ratio, increasing serotonin and contributing to fatigue. Endurance athletes are most at risk because of their high training volume. But strength and power athletes can also become vulnerable, especially if they follow strict low-carbohydrate, high-protein diets, or repeatedly train to the point of soreness. Psychological stress also plays a role. Stress from work, family, finances, or school can worsen overtraining risk. During high-stress periods, training volume should be lowered to protect recovery. Prevention depends on understanding physiology and using a periodized program. Effective strategies include scheduled recovery weeks, avoiding consecutive hard workouts for endurance athletes, gradual increases in volume, regular fitness testing, planning around external stressors, scheduling meals, and daily monitoring of training progress and recovery. In short, overtraining is preventable when training load is matched to recovery, nutrition is adequate, and stress is actively managed.